As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
Are y'all didn't ask for a Dr. Seuss breastfeeding book? But by God, I'm going to give you a Dr. Seuss breastfeeding book.
Give the people what they want.
What they never even asked for. Yesterday, we had a listener email us, and it was about her husband and that he was uncomfortable when his sister was breastfeeding in front of him. He couldn't bring himself to ask his sister to cover up because he didn't want to see Sissy's boobs. As Bert so eloquently said, Mama.
Mama.
Mama, don't want to see Sissy's boobies no more, Mama. So he went to his mom and told his mom, hey, Sis is pulling out her tatas while she's breastfeeding. I don't want to see it. Mom said she would say something to her. Don't know if she did or not. So now he's asking his wife, who is not related to the breastfeeder, saying, will you please ask my sister not to pull her boob out when they come visit? And of course, we were all team boob, team mom, breastfeed. Like, dude, grow up. Get a pair. Like, go to another room if it's making you that uncomfortable, right? But y'all started, and I don't even know how it started, but Cassie, you were talking about different places to breastfeed.
Yeah, I was saying, like, I have breastfed on a bench. And then I forget what else I said, something like along those lines, just saying I've breastfed in public in multiple places. People can look away. And then Mo added to it and it was like straight bars.
Yeah. No, Bert started and goes, Bert goes, you can breastfeed on a bench. You can breastfeed with a wrench.
And then I said, you can breastfeed on a chair. You can breastfeed anywhere.
And thus was born as a team effort, the Dr. Seuss breastfeeding book. So I spent time last night with my college degree, putting this together.
It's your degree in literature? Because clearly that's what this is.
100%. Actually, it's in journalism, so I'm kind of use it, but not really. And so I and my son, we have Dr. Seuss books. So yes, I even read through some of my Dr. Seuss books to get really into the character. Mm-hmm. And I thought the perfect title for our story is, Oh, the places you'll breastfeed.
That's good. Oh, he was really in his own.
Oh, I love it.
Instead of, oh, the places you'll go.
Yes.
Oh, the places you'll breastfeed. So, are we ready for this new hit?
Ready.
And by the way, I think Dr. Seuss would applaud this book. I think he would be totally down for this. Congratulations. Today is the day. You've brought home a brand new baby. You've got formula in a bottle or milk in your breast. You may be exhausted, but you're up for the test. For the mamas who can and who choose to offer boob, these next few lines are just for you. You can breastfeed on a bench. You can breastfeed with a wrench. You can breastfeed at the store. You can breastfeed while you snore. You can breastfeed on the phone. You can breastfeed all alone. You can breastfeed in a crowd. You can breastfeed with a shroud. You can breastfeed on a plane. You can breastfeed with Lil Wayne.
I'm not sure about that one.
She said with, not just breastfeed Lil Wayne, so it flies.
You can breastfeed while using the potty. You can breastfeed while eating manicotti. You can breastfeed with a friend. You can breastfeed while you bend. You can breastfeed in a bed. You can breastfeed in a shed. You can breastfeed at work. You can breastfeed while you twerk. You can breastfeed at the park. You can breastfeed in the dark. You can breastfeed watching crime TV. You can breastfeed on an Amazon shopping spree. You can breastfeed in a chair. You can breastfeed anywhere. You see, Mama, people will try to tell you what to do and where. All you have to do is give them the mama stare. If they don't like it, they can kick rocks. It's 2023. They need to check their clocks. Whether you use a bottle or a boob, mama, the choosing is up to you. Now do your best to get some rest, for we all know fed is best.
That's fire. Wow.
Take a bow.
Thank you very much.
This is really good.
Shakespeare could never.
I don't think the bard would want anything to do with that. No, actually, I really I know when you write a children's book, you should be happy and in a good place. But the more I started writing different places you should be able to breastfeed, I was actually getting a little fired up about it. I mean, I don't know if Lil Wayne appreciates being in the mix, but, you know.
I appreciate it.
I don't think he would mind.
No, he would love it.
He would be totally front row at a Lil Wayne concert with your boob out, breastfeeding your baby. I don't know if that would be good for their eardrums. Make sure you have those little headphones on. We will share this. And if you need to, if you have a family member that is raising issues about where you are breastfeeding or you're popping a boob out in public, I highly recommend you just read this to them.
And speaking of Lil Wayne, I think Mo should rap this.
Oh, yeah.
Then we can play it. And the baby, you can breastfeed the baby front row at Mo's next concert while he wraps this.
Is it feasible to put that into bars?
You wrapped it. It would be easy. Okay. They were bars.
Okay.
Yeah. You did good.
Well, I'm not a rapper. You are. So I'm going to leave that up to you, and I'll send it to you. So if you want to put a beat to it. I think we covered the children's aspect of it, and then we can cover the rap aspect of it.
Mo's face, he's like, how am I going to get a producer to buy into this?
I got this. I'll drop the beat.
Done. No, you didn't like the beat? No, these are your lyrics.
The beat was great.
You ain't gonna ruin my book.
The Burt Show.